Flashman and the Angel of the Lord, from the Flashman Papers by George MacDonald Fraser, read by Timothy West. Explanatory note. Of all the roles played by Sir Harry Flashman, V.C., in the course of his distinguished and deplorable career, that of Crusader must seem the least likely. The 9 volumes of his papers which have been presented to the public since their discovery in a Midlands sale room in 1966 make a scandalous catalogue in which there is little trace of decent feeling, let alone altruism. From the day of his expulsion from Rugby School in the late 1830s, memorably described in Tom Brown's School Days, Flashman the man fulfilled the disgraceful promise of Flashman the boy. So it is with initial disbelief that one finds him in this 10th volume of his memoirs, not only involved, but taking a lead in an enterprise which, if hopeless and misguided, still shines with the lustre of heroic self-sacrifice and occupies an honoured niche in the pantheon of freedom. It is an amazing story, even for Flashman, but my confidence in that honesty which he brought to his writing, if to nothing else, seems to be justified by the exactness with which his account fits the known facts. As I sat by the lake at Gandamak t'other day, sipping my late afternoon brandy in the sun, damning the great-grandchildren for pestering the ducks, and reflecting on the wigging I get from Elspeth when I took them into tea covered in dirt and toffee, there was a brass band playing on a gramophone up at the house, a distant, drowsy thumping that drifted down the lawn and under the trees. I guess I must have hummed along or waved my flask to the old familiar march, for presently the villain Augustus, a